You can also find this passage in Matthew and Mark. They bring things together that each one of these has little tidbits and facts the other one doesn't. In fact, that's one of the reasons we know that the Bible is true. Because if every story was exactly the same, then it would be easier to see that they got together and tried to make all this up. So the fact that the Gospels vary slightly is actually a good thing. So let's pray as we look at this passage, because it has implications not only for today, but for eternity. Father, we come before you and we ask that your word would come alive, speak into our hearts and our minds, and impact who we are, Father. Change who we are, Father. And that we would be more faithful, for you are forever faithful. Amen. So this passage really is about hearing. Now, we're going to see why in a few minutes. But, you know, last week we began chapter 8 of Luke. And we learned that Jesus, soon after his dinner with Simon the Pharisee, left that town and began traveling throughout the northern province of Galilee. And Jesus preached the kingdom of God in the, it says, in the countryside, in the villages, in the synagogues, in the cities. But, you know, Jesus really had just one message. The message given to him by God the Father. The message that had the power to bring dead souls to spiritual life. This message is the very same message that we pass on today. It continues. It continues from generation to generation. And it still has the power, God's power, to bring dead souls to life. And it continues, and it shows us that keeping the Word of God pure is critical. The gospel is God's gospel, not man's gospel. It is a gift to men. God's Word does not change, and it speaks to people in all cultures, in all languages, in all times. And this is one of the reasons preaching the Word of God is so critical in and has an important role in Christ's church. Preaching the unchanged Word of God is what being faithful is. On the other hand, as we see in our modern society, changing the Word of God, manipulating the Word of God, tweaking the Word of God to meet the needs of society or some man-made goal is not only wrong, it's sinful. It is unfaithful. And in fact, it aids the prince of this world and it damages people's souls. Today and next Lord's Day, we will investigate how we are to prepare ourselves to hear and to respond to the preaching of God's Word. Our passage in Luke is really about hearing and not hearing when the Word of God is preached. This message is a sobering one for me as a pastor because it makes clear that the prospect of having great success in your preaching in the terms of large numbers and multitudes responding to God's Word and having a lasting effect really is probably somewhat limited. See, the percentage in this passage we're studying, this percentage of those who actually respond and become faithful and fruitful is only 25%. Now, Jesus doesn't say it'll always be 25%. But what it does, it warns a pastor that people do not change easily. It takes the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to change one. And the number of people responding to Christ as we look at the scriptures is always a remnant. Never in the scriptures does it talk about the whole world coming to the saving knowledge of Christ. It says that the way to salvation is narrow. and the path to destruction is broad. But on the other hand, this passage is also encouraging because, see, God's success is not based on large numbers and multitudes, but it's based on those who hear, who are born again spiritually, who live God's word and spend their lives sharing the gospel in the way they live and in the way they talk. They take the time to disciple others. And by these lives, this remnant, God actually changes the entire world and multiplies his kingdom. This is a passage about lasting change and the lack of change. That's what Jesus deals with in this passage. One of the first things as I was studying came to my mind, is preaching truly effective? I mean, churches are having a difficult time maintaining their congregations. Some say the time of preaching has come to an end and it's no longer effective because you can see it all or hear it all on the internet. The truth is that preaching has never been effective if we judge it from the world standards that the majority of the world will become believers. We know that media is a powerful tool because it appeals to the carnality of mankind and it is designed for the masses. But we need to be careful with media because it does have such a strong influence and it is designed to gain control of much of the world. On the other hand, the breadth of Scripture does not teach that the majority of the world it will come to salvation, but the world be impacted by the faithful remnant of believers. Man-made religions and churches are designed also to appeal to the many and the masses. But this has never been God's plan for his church. Jesus made it clear when he said, in Matthew, he said, "Enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. Those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life. Those who find it are few." Jesus often said when he at the end or beginning of his teaching, he would say, "If you have ears to hear, you need to hear." And what he's talking about is not hearing with your physical ear, just that, but also hearing with the ear of your soul, the ear that quickens your heart and mind and brings them together by the power of the Holy Spirit and energizes you and gives you strength. And as you have that, then Jesus says, as believers, we need to strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. So when the word of God is preached and the way to eternal life is shown and demonstrated through God's word and those who respond, then it says you're going to have to strive. The door is narrow. The world wants to keep people involved in the world. It does not want to let us separate. So a life of faith is also a life of spiritual battle. And we are called to be warriors of Christ, living against the influence of the evil one in this world. This is what Jesus teaches in this parable that is found in Luke chapter 8. This parable then is teaching about hearing and not hearing. This parable is about hearing and yet not hearing. The passage is about seeing and yet not seeing. It's about people who think they have heard, but they really have not heard. It's about preparing to preach. And it's about preparing to hear and respond to the preaching of God's word. Coming to church on Sundays is a great thing. But it is not the totality of what it means to be a Christian. See, God made humans in His image, and He gives to some people the ability to see the world as He created it, as He wants it, and the ears to hear the word of His life as He has given it. And He has given some the minds to process and understand, and the hearts to bring together the intellect and the emotion, so that it enables us to live as children of God. See, what you do and what I do on Sunday mornings is important. It's of great importance. And what you decide to do with what you hear on Sunday mornings is also of great importance. It has truly eternal consequences. It has deep eternal implications. So let's now begin to look at this parable. It's a parable about hearing, or on the ability to hear. Let me begin in verse 4. It'll be good if you have your Bibles open to Luke chapter 4, chapter 8, verse 4. We're going to spend quite a bit of time there this morning. So in verse 4 it says, "When a great crowd was gathering and people from the town after town came to Him, He said in a parable, 'A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it.'" Now, verse 11 gives us the interpretation of what Jesus was saying. He says the seed is the word of God. So He makes clear here that this is a parable about preaching and hearing the word of God. The sower is the one who preaches. And then the parable gives four responses to the preaching of the word. There are four kinds of soil in this parable. Jesus interprets each of these soils very clearly and shows that it's actually four ways of hearing God's word when it's preached. So even though the sower is sowing or preaching, this parable really is about hearing the word of God. If you look in verse 5, it gives the first type of soil, the first example of hearers of God's word. It says, "As he sowed..." And so the parable says seed, right? But we know it's the preaching of God's word. "As he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it." Then Jesus interprets that in verse 12. The ones, he's talking about those who hear God's word, along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. This is the first type of hearer who does not hear and take God's word into their hearts. Then continuing in verse 6, it says, "Some of God's word or the seed fell on the rock, and as it grew, it withered away because it had no moisture." The interpretation is in verse 13. Those that hear the word of God that fell on the rock are those, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, fall away. This is the second type of hearing. They take God's word, but they don't let it really penetrate or change who they are. Verse 7 then says, "When some of the word of God fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it, it choked it." And verse 14 gives us the interpretation. "And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear. But as they go on in their way, they are choked by the cares and the riches and the pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature." This third type of hearing, they hear the sound of the word, but the world drowns it out. And then the fourth type of hearing is given in verse 8, and it says, "Some fell on good soil and grew and yielded 100-fold. Jesus then gives us the interpretation in verse 15. It says, "As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast and in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. These are the hearers that take God's word into their heart, and it changes who they are. And because it changes who they are, they bear fruit for the kingdom. So, what's interesting, at the end of the parable, Jesus closes it by calling out, and he says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Jesus is saying it's just not good enough to have two physical ears, one on each side of your head. He's saying that everybody has those. You have to have a different type of ear. And only some people possess this type of ear. It's the ear of the soul, the spiritual ear, the ear that brings the heart and mind together. It is the ear of the soul and the heart that hears, and it's more than just verbal words, but it's the ear that hears truth and love. And it has the power to change you, to make you into something different. It makes you into a child of the living God. It is this hearing that requires one to change, creates a desire to change. This is the type of hearing that Jesus is teaching about. This is what this parable is about. Those who spiritually hear and those who do not. Even the disciples did not hear with their ear of their soul and heart and mind, because remember, at this point, it's when Jesus is just teaching and changing them. They haven't been indwelled with the Holy Spirit at this point. And so because of that, Jesus takes the time to address his disciples, because they're going, "Lord, what does this mean?" And unlike you and I, they didn't get to fast forward to verses 11 to 15 and see the answers real clearly and easily. So Jesus begins in verse 10 and he says, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God. But for others, they are in parables. So that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Here in verse 10, Jesus is quoting Isaiah chapter 6. And this is what God tells Isaiah to go tell the people of Israel. He tells him in chapter 6 of Isaiah, verse 9, he says, "Keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive." See, Israel at this point in history had hardened their hearts against God. And so even though they heard the word of God in the synagogues and in the temple, they didn't really hear the word of God. It didn't penetrate. And then God tells Isaiah, he says, if the people of Israel will begin to hear with their hearts, they can turn back to me and they will be healed. So Jesus is saying, for those who he has chosen, the mysteries of the God's kingdom will be opened, and they will receive these mysteries as a gift from God, and they will understand. Understanding the mysteries or the secrets of God is a gift for those God chooses. Here Jesus has chosen to reveal these secrets and mysteries to his disciples. If we read the first half of verse 10, it says, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God." God, through Jesus, is teaching the disciples life-changing secrets of God's kingdom. However, there is also a second half to verse 10. "But for others, they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." See, the issue continues to be one of hearing. These people who are not chosen hear and may not understand. So this parable, there are two types of hearing. Hearing with the spiritual ear that reveals the mysteries of the kingdom of God, and hearing with one's physical ears in which they do not understand the spiritual things. The parable has two purposes then. First, it reveals the mysteries of the kingdom of God to those he has chosen. And secondly, this is the hard part, because we all know people that fall into this category. it hardens and conceals the mysteries of the kingdom of God to those who are not chosen. See, so we have two things going on here. The word of salvation and a word of hardening. Jesus, remember, quoted God, what God told Isaiah in chapter 6. And we can learn from chapter 6 of Isaiah and what Jesus is teaching, that some are called to salvation and others are called to have hard hearts. God is telling Isaiah that the time has run out for Israel, that the people of Israel saw, but they could not see. They heard, but they no longer hear. Their hearts and their minds and ears had grown insensitive to the word of God. Because of that, the word of God would no longer save them. See, just because you hear the word of God doesn't necessarily mean it saves you. You have to believe it. You have to take it into your heart. And at the time of Jesus, the religious leaders had moved away from God, and there was no longer a heart for God. It was all legalistic. And so at that time, they no longer heard with their spiritual ears. So in reading Isaiah and reading in Jesus' teaching of this parable, the sower, we see that the sower is teaching a sobering truth about preaching. So when the word of God is preached and the truths of the kingdom are proclaimed, but there's not truly a hearing of the ear of the soul, there's not a change, people do not come to salvation, there is not a spiritual heart of flesh in the hearers, but a heart of stone of the world, and the preaching seems to be unproductive, it's not really unproductive. There are times and there are people for whom the preaching of the word of God is doing God's work of grave judgment. God's word is being heard with spiritually dead ears, and it can actually harden one to not even want to hear the gospel of good news. In fact, these people often, it is not the gospel of good news for them because they see it as something offensive. This means that there also is judgment in this world. We think of judgment in the world to come, heaven and hell. But there's judgment here too. And Paul made this judgment plain and clear when he wrote that those who worship the things of the world receive judgment. In Romans it says, therefore God gave them up to the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. See, this is just one of the many reasons as believers we need to make sure we're not unequally yoked with unbelievers. It's just one of many. But this is also another warning that we don't take God's word for granted. You have God's word preached to you week after week. And if you don't let it indwell you, if you don't let it change you, if you don't let it help you see God in a deeper way, then there's a problem. Some people think, oh, well, you know, I'm just busy now. My career and family and the soccer and all these things, I can spend time with the Lord and studying the Bible. I'll get to it. But the problem is with this attitude, it doesn't usually soften one's heart towards the truths of God, but it inoculates you against the Word of God. It dulls your heart. It dulls your mind. And you don't hear with a spiritual ear. The preaching of God's word and living among other godly saints in a community of church is what Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians. He says, this is an aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved. But there is also an aroma among those who are perishing. To one, the fragrance is death to death. To the other, the fragrance is from life to life. So, there's this hearing that needs to actually hear. Hearing with one's spiritual ear is essential. The last mention found in this passage about hearing isn't at the end of the parable of the sower. It's actually in verse 18. In the NASB, the New American Standard Translation, verse 18 begins with "so." And in the King James, it begins with "therefore." Meaning that here is the conclusion of this whole passage. Here's the important key point that you need to take away. I use the English Standard Translation, and that's what I'm reading from, even though it doesn't have the impact that I think it should. It says, "Take care. Take care then how you hear, for the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he thinks that he has will be taken away." This is the main point of this whole text. Be careful how you hear the Word of God. Preaching is important and it's critical to the life of believers, but hearing with your soul's ear is also extremely critical. There is nothing in this passage where Jesus teaches about the effectiveness of preaching. I like that because it takes a little pressure off me, right? But the teaching here in Luke is the effectiveness of how well we hear. But then as I spent time preparing this week, the pressure came back on because my whole job during the week is to study and to pray and listen to God and see what He wants me to tell you on Sunday. Because it's important. It should penetrate your soul. So verse 18 begins with the importance of how one hears, and then it finishes with why it's important. Why it's important, because it says, "For the one who has, more will be given. And from the one who has not, even what he thinks he has will be taken away." Well, what is this referring to? Well, first, there's the positive. It says, "For the one who has, more will be given." And then comes the negative. "From the one who has not, even though he thinks he has, it'll be taken away." And if we look at the positive, this refers back to verse 8 at the end of the parable of the soils. Jesus taught the parable and he says, and when he's done, he says, "If you have an ear, hear, let him hear." He says this because whomever has, more will be given. If you have spiritual ears and you are understanding the secrets of the kingdom of God, then he is going to give you more. This is also a reference to the soil spoken to in verse 15. "As for that good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience," or other translations say perseverance. To those who have an honest and good heart, or a spiritual heart of flesh, is different than the heart of stone that we have from the world. And they bear fruit for the kingdom. They bear fruit by patience and perseverance. They don't let the world take their focus off who Christ is and how they need to surrender their lives to Christ. They never give up. They never surrender. And it is critically important that you have to hear the Word of God with spiritual ears and not just physical ears. I've known people in my life who can quote Scripture better than I can, but they don't understand it because it remains a secret and a mystery because they don't hear with a spiritual ear of their soul and their heart. The negative in the second half of verse 18 says, "From the one who has not, even what he thinks he has will be taken away." This is referring to the first three soils of the parable. the seed or the word of God is being heard by dull ears and it's unproductive. In each of these first three soils, the people heard the word of God. They heard it preached. But in truth, they didn't hear it spiritually. And it was taken away from them. In verse 12, the first soil, the hearers who think they've heard the word, but the devil snatches it away. Do we not have many churches today that preach a word that is not the true word of God? And therefore, it doesn't serve the kingdom. And then in verse 13, the second soil, the hearers think they have heard the word and the true spiritual faith and peace, but they don't have any root. There's no depth. They can't sustain their faith when the trials of life come. Their faith is superficial. It lasts for just a period. And they can't deal with the ups and downs and trials of life. Have you ever known people in your life who, when you meet them, they appear to be Christian? They may go to church. They may even speak Christian and talk Christian. But then something happens in their life and they walk away. And you think, how can this be? If they truly knew Christ, how can they do this? How could they walk away? Well, this is the answer right here in this parable. See, and then the third soil in verse 14, these hearers hear the word of God, but then they can never leave the world. And the world then, the desires for your promotion, the desires for money, the materialistic desires, the lust of the flesh, all these things overtake them. And they just can't walk away from the world. And so the world chokes out the word of God. The world chokes it out and it dies and it has no place in them anymore. In verse 18, Jesus plainly says, this is what happens in these four soils. Three times it is true from the one who has not, even when he thinks he has it, it will be taken away. The one time in the fourth soil, the truth is the opposite. For the one who has, more is given. In verse 15, it tells us if we hear with a spiritual ear, then it will result in an honest and good heart. And this then results in bearing fruit with patience or perseverance. And this faith results in more being given to a faithful believer. Now, next Lord's Day, next Sunday, I'm going to seek to explain why Jesus wedges the verses about the lamp and the lampstand between the parable of the soils in verse 18, where verse 18 says, take care then how you hear. For the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even though he thinks he has it, it'll be taken away. Let me close with this main point. What you need to take away this morning, what you need to think over this week, what you need to consider this week, what should hopefully change you this week. My beloved, you need to take care how you hear the word of God. Are you listening with a spiritual ear? Are you doing your morning Bible study just because as a Christian that's what you're supposed to do? Or are you doing it because you want to spend time with God? And you want it to penetrate? Next week we'll talk about how you can better prepare to hear the word of God with your spiritual ears. Because how one hears is very key to what one hears. I am called to preach and teach, but many of you, God is also calling to teach and share the gospel in many ways in your life. But here's the problem. If you're not spending time in God's word, you're not hearing it with your spiritual heart, you can actually end up teaching and sharing the gospel in a way that can hurt other people because it's not the true word. It's not the word God gave. And so we need to work at opening our spiritual hearts. I'd like to close this morning with a prayer from Psalm 40, a prayer from King David to God. Let me pray. God, my Father, I call out from the depths of my heart that these words that David prayed so many thousands of years ago will be true for us here this morning, that we will hear with our spiritual ears. This is the Psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. O God, You have multiplied. O Lord, my God, Your wondrous deeds and Your thoughts towards us, none can compare with You. I will proclaim and tell them, tell the people, yet they are more than can be told. I delight in Your will, O Lord. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips as You know, O Lord. I have not hidden Your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken Your faithfulness and Your salvation. I have not concealed Your steadfast love and Your faithfulness from the people. As for You, O Lord, You will not restrain Your mercy from me. Praise God. Your steadfast love and Your faithfulness will forever preserve me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. But may all who seek You rejoice and be glad in You. May those who love Your salvation say continually, great is the Lord. You are my help. You are my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Be in my heart and soul. Great are You, Lord. You are the deliverer. Help me submit my life to You and You alone. Amen and amen.